Curtis Hertel, who is the junior, who is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. I got to get that title right. How are you tonight, Curtis?
Good, Cheryl. How are you?
Very good. You got some good news this last week with Ingham County, the General Services Committee, which is a committee of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, going ahead and approving some money to help with the horrific mortgage fraud going on, the case going on in Ingham County, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger and going deeper and deeper, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're really excited, and we want to thank the Board of Commissioners. They have passed it through two committees now and are passing the final money tonight. But we're talking about $60,000 to help citizens fight foreclosure fraud. This money is going to go directly to Legal Aid of South Central Michigan to actually help provide attorneys to these people. And what we've noticed in our work so far is that citizens that have attorneys are much more likely to get a housing modification and to be able to stay in their home instead of being foreclosed upon. So this is a good step in the right direction. We're very excited about the progress we've made in Ingham County.
And speaking of the progress you made, this is actually, in the scheme of things, moved along pretty quickly from the time you discovered what was happening and through research and files began to seeing the numbers mount. The getting of this money that is expected to be approved this evening at the general meeting, this has moved kind of quickly.
Well, you know, when you're doing the right thing and we're in this kind of crisis, I think that people realize that there's need for swift movement. The foreclosure epidemic has damaged not only the citizens that have been foreclosed upon, but all of us, all of our housing values have gone down. All of the tax base has been decimated. So we as citizens have a vested interest in these properties not going to foreclosure, because as they go out to get foreclosed upon and then go on the market, all of our housing values suffer. So we have an interest in people staying in their home. It's not only the right thing for the citizen, but it's the right thing for the people in general. And I'm excited that we're actually going to take this step to help this happen.
And this will it be a team of attorneys or one attorney working full time? What does that look like? Do you know?
Legal Aid has some attorneys already. This is going to do is provide them the ability to hire one more attorney that'll be dedicated only to Ingham County clients, and also an intake specialist. There's a bottleneck right now of actually trying to get people through that system, and this is going to help open that bottleneck and allow them to take more cases. And we're sending letters to each citizen that we've seen that's been affected by this crisis, and we've also developed a foreclosure fraud hotline that citizens can call.
And that number, go ahead and give that number.
It's 676-7210.
And you're wanting, I'm sorry.
And we're going to man it. People will call, leave a message, and we'll get back to them within 24 hours, and we'll assess their case and send it to the right location.
Are you having luck getting a hold of folks who have already been affected? And I'm guessing there are also some who don't even know that they have been affected by the fraudulent foreclosures yet.
Yeah, the hard part, actually, is finding people who already lost their homes because they've moved away. So we actually are working with a friend of ours, Commissioner Mark Grebner, who does some political consulting, who's actually taken some voter file information and tried to find those people who have moved to someplace else.
Well, that's a brilliant resource.
We appreciate his work as well. So we're really looking at this as a community effort. We've got Legal Aid involved. There are some private attorneys that have been helpful, and we're going to continue to take on as much of this as possible. So if there are private attorneys out there that are interested in helping, we'd be happy to hear from them as well. We really look at this as a community problem and a community effort to fix it.
Well, and as you said, the problem is much bigger than the impact, the devastating impact just on that homeowner. It affects all of us as taxpayers in the county, as well as if one of these homes happens to be your neighbor.
Yeah, I mean, that can be just a nightmare. I mean, the fact is that the banks, when they get these properties, there's too many of them across the country. I mean, you're talking about a company like Bank of America. They end up owning tens of thousands of properties spread out throughout the country. You know, getting someone to mow that lawn, getting someone to shovel that snow, make sure that there aren't squatters in the property and that the house isn't being used for criminal activity, they don't have the resources in order to do that. So the best thing for everyone involved is to keep a citizen in that home, to get them a modification. And in all honesty, I think that oftentimes the best thing for the bank as well, because at least at that point, they're getting paid something for the property instead of half of what it's worth. The problem is that the problem is so big that the banks have ignored what they need to do. They've given away all the authority to companies like MERS, we've talked about before, these shadow registry systems, that basically they're the ones deciding who gets foreclosed upon, without not knowing the person and not having any interest in the person keeping their home. We need to get back to people who actually have an interest in people keeping their home.
And I was just going to ask you along that line, Curtis, what does Michigan law require in terms of assignment of a mortgage?
Michigan law only requires that an assignment is filed before someone is foreclosed. But it doesn't require that anybody actually check the validity of that assignment. And it doesn't say that a chain of assignments ever is filed. The reality is there's probably 10 assignments that actually go through these records. But they never actually file any of those. So no one can actually check the current record system. The law also says that a full chain of title of a mortgage will be created before a sheriff deed is filed. But unfortunately, the law is written in a way that it says will be created, but never says they have to show it to anybody. And this is why we need to change Michigan law, because under the current law, there's no checks and balances. The assumption is always that the bank is right, that the servicer is right, and never that the citizen is right. And we need to make the assumption that the citizen has a chance to have it proven that they should be foreclosed upon and that they're being foreclosed on by the right party. And if you don't do that, what you effectively have done is destroyed the property records and the rights of what property ownership are based on in this country.
Are there any bills in the legislature? Is there anything moving forward to make those changes? I know we're kind of in the middle or the early stages of this foreclosure fraud nightmare. Are you seeing any movement towards changing that?
I've met with the legislature and they're interested. I've met with the Michigan banks. And the Michigan banks, the Michigan banks aren't really the problem here. I mean, the Michigan banks are doing mostly the right thing. Neither are credit unions. Really, we're talking about large banks that are the problem. So I don't want to attack the wrong people. But they're interested in working on a solution. I'm hoping that we'll get a good solution. Unfortunately, MERS has hired a powerful lobbyist in Lansing, and you know how it is fighting money in politics. So we're going to keep fighting for what's right, and I hope we get the right thing done. But I can tell you one thing, Cheryl, if they don't do the right thing, I'll be the first one standing up and squawking about it.
Well, and I do love that about you. I mean, they messed with the wrong Marine.
Thank you.
That's for sure. In terms of, once the attorney's involved, in terms of restitution, what are you hearing that these folks can expect? Some are in different stages of this, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, for the people that lost their home and have already lost it, those people probably aren't getting the home back. I mean, the reality is it's probably been sold to a third-party buyer. That third-party sale, the person who bought that property it's not their fault that the bank actually illegally foreclosed on that person. And in general, courts don't take property away from somebody who had a legal sale and was no party to the crime. So in those cases, you're probably talking about money. Okay. For the bank. And there's a class action lawsuit that we try to refer people to if they've been merged foreclosed and are not and are already out of the home and the home's already been sold. For everybody else, what we're trying to do is get the sheriff deed expunged so the ownership is back to that original citizen and then try to work on a modification. Basically saying to the banks, do you really want to go through the entire process and spend all this money and foreclosing on this citizen again? Or can a reasonable deal be worked out? And what we're seeing is people that have attorneys are getting very reasonable deals. People are they're getting lower interest rates. They are getting large chunks of fees that were put on removed. They're getting parts of their loans put to the end of the loan so that they can afford the payments currently. Now, so we're seeing citizens start to get these better deals, and I think it's because the banks realize they've made a mistake.
Well, I do hope that. But also, even for those who've already been foreclosed upon, still get in touch and follow up with the attorney. There may be something that can be done to help you.
Absolutely, we feel very strongly that every person who's been illegally foreclosed upon deserves justice. Now, I can't tell you what justice is; that's up to the courts. But I do know that they've been wronged, and that it's a violation of state law what's been done, and they deserve to have their day in court.
Well, and we expect, of course, because it's been supported throughout, that this money will be approved tonight. One more quick question, Curtis. In these tough budget times, where was this money found?
You know, Eric Schertzing, who's a fantastic county treasurer, I met with him looking for different sources of funds, and we used the delinquent tax fund. And I think that's appropriate because a lot of these cases, where a lot of these properties end up is actually in tax foreclosure because the banks forget to make those payments as well. So the county spends even more money trying to solve the bank's problem. So and I think it's very good that Eric found that source of funding. So it's not coming out of the general fund. We're not taking away from other vital services from the county. It's a separate fund. Can be used for specific things, and this happens to fall in that category.
Well, it's very good. We'll continue to follow up. Keep me posted as well as you have through this process. This story is long from over, and we hope this next step will bring some good outcomes. Again, that foreclosure fraud hotline is 517-676-7210. Curtis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate it.
Thank you.